Well, I've got two people here with me now. I've got, what was it, Glenn and
Gail.
Hi, guys. Hi. Hello. Yeah, so I guess my first question is, how did line dancing sort of begin? And can you give us sort of a very quick sort of history of it?
Sure can. I did a little bit of Googling of this because I was like, I didn't actually know the history of line dancing.
Okay.
Anyway, this is what I found, that if you go way back, it really originates from sort of European kind of traditional folk dances, the sort of Irish jig, etc.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
And then when the Europeans migrated over to the US, it kind of blended with African-American sort of dance traditions and became more of line dancing as we know it today. But then really it's kind of evolved into what it is in like the 60s.
Sorry, Gail, can you just move microphone a bit closer to you?
There we go. The bus stop. I feel like that put it on the map.
Achy Breaky Heart.
Boots, Goon, Boogie.
Yeah, or this. I mean, you know.
The Nutbush.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
We know the origins of the Nutbush, do you?
No, I don't. I have no idea.
It's an incredible story.
Is it just like a PE teacher in New South Wales?
It's only an Australian dance.
Yes, it's the weirdest thing. I'm going to stop because
it's incredible. Like we often play it at our classes.
Yeah.
And if there's someone from overseas in the room, they just look around like lost puppies. Just what the hell is this thing? That
I don't
all
understand
know?
Why it's a thing. It's adorable, but also very strange.
It's great.
We also taught, you know, we do the old corporate event, and you know, people
do they break out?
I mean, and that, you
like
know,
the Macarena as well, because that's another. One
it's a bit line dancy. That's more arms, I think.
Yeah.
We don't do that as much as the Nutbush.
Okay.
But sometimes, you know, a lot, they'll be struggling kind of throughout the class and then we pop the Nutbush on.
They never look better. Dancing. Yeah.
that's amazing.
Yeah.
Can you describe...
Old muscle being massaged.
Yeah. I mean, can you describe some of the terminology that comes with line dancing and things like that? So like,
sure. Like there is a whole language.
Yeah.
There's this international database called Copper Knob. Where all of the line dancers around the world. It's incredible. The actual interface, I don't think, has evolved since the internet began.
It's good.
Wow.
And it's
that's
all
amazing.
Written down in sort of...
it's like they have
sheets.
Yeah, line dancing sheets.
This website is painful.
Yeah.
But there's lots of language, like the old coaster step.
Rock recover.
Country strut.
Yeah.
That's the name.
Grapevine. Mm-hmm.
What else we got?
How would you describe the words honky-tonk, just to give you your full name?
Okay, so our interpretation of a honky-tonk, there's obviously different interpretations all over the world, but we do honky-tonks with live music. So when there's a band, we call it a honky-tonk, and a hoedown for us, sometimes we'll have a live band, but it really the focus of a hoedown is just dancing to playback, usually. So when we put on a honky-tonk, like tonight...
Mm.
You know there's going to be a live band.
We've got
Loz Benson playing the live tunes for us.
It's going to be amazing. And we've done a few honky-tonks, and it's very special because basically the line dancing that we teach is really just to facilitate everybody dancing throughout the whole live band set.
Okay.
And which is, you know, a very special experience. You've got a live band. You feel like you're in sort of southern Texas or something.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, it's great. So that's all happening tonight.
It sounds quite exhausting, if I'm honest. Cause
I mean, it's a workout.
Constantly, yeah, it would be.
And
it would be constantly
the dead of
dancing.
Winter.
Yeah, it'd keep you warm. So how did you guys get your start, and how has the journey really been? Like, has the people obviously been pretty receptive? Yeah.
Yeah, we've
popular.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a bit about sort of your journey? I guess
the journey's a great one. We all were in a basketball team. And called the Dirty Bloomers, shout out. And it was all through lockdown.
Right.
We just started to, it was a way to sort of stay connected, to learn, get the Zoom up and learn Cotton Eye Joe or something all together. And then
we'd meet in parks and line dance. It was very fun and wholesome.
Really?
And then it just felt like, you know, Gail and I are both dancers from way back and have done a bit of teaching and felt like, we're like, this is going to land with a lot of people. So when COVID, the dreaded COVID was over, we were like, let's take it to the people. I mean, obviously, there's lots of people who already run line dancing classes, but I think we're sort of part of a new wave of line dancing that's, you know, pitching to a younger crowd and...
Bit of a party element.
Yeah.
Grab a beer, you know.
I mean, that answers one of my questions that I had, but that's okay. So even though this is sort of beginner-friendly line dancing, how would you, without giving too much away, how would you describe sort of, I guess, the general vibe of the thing?
It's real, like one of the most fun aspects of line dancing is that it's silly and everyone has a laugh. So there's a lot of people in the crowd who are not nailing it. And
but that's okay.
Smiling and having a lot of fun.
But that's completely okay.
Exactly. And we always say, even if you only get 10% of the dance, just meet us back at the grapevine and join back in and no one will ever know.
That actually sounds like a lot of fun.
It's really fun.
You're quite sort of anonymous in the crowd, really. You know, when you've got 100 to 200 people on the dance floor, you just bury yourself in the middle and...
And I mean, is you know, you're talking about hoedowns versus honky-tonks and everything else. Is would Homer Simpson's advice be true of never ever stop in the middle of a hoedown?
Absolutely.
Don't ever stop. I love that.
Yeah.
Well, there are moments where if somebody goes the wrong way when everyone's grapevining in one direction, you've got a slight dominoes sort of situation.
Okay.
Last night I saw
a stack.
A head. Two heads combined.
Oh, ow. Yeah. That was bad.
I know, but that's...
Yeah.
It's probably a heavy jumping one. There'll be none of that tonight.
Oh, fair enough.
We've got plenty of room at the Oxford Arts.
And I mean, are you targeting a particular demo?
Anyone's welcome.
Yeah.
But, you know.
If you like Shania Twain and.
Sabrina Carpenter. Chapel Roan. Anyone.
Sabrina Carpenter's gone country.
Oh, yeah. All the pop stars have got a little twinkle of country.
I don't know what's happened. It's weird. No, it's weird. It hasn't actually happened with any of the music on this station, but that's...
Well, we've sort of said that when Beyonce dropped her country album last year, it kind of...
Yeah.
It really...
Yeah, we don't have much time for Beyonce on this show, unfortunately.
Sure. We play a little bit of Gillian Welch. Do you play any Gillian Welch here, David Rowling?
I think we do, yeah.
Loretta Lynn.
It's funny, actually, the feature album this week is... very sort of country, but made in Australia, sort of.
Who is it?
It's a band called Minor Gold, or duo called Minor Gold.
Great.
But yeah, they're actually this week's feature album, which is interesting. So
we'll have to have a listen.
If you stick around, I'll play some more.
You've got some great Sydney local bands.
Yeah.
Caitlin and the Pony Boys.
Yeah, Caitlin Harnett and the Pony Boys. Yeah. That's another one. But I mean, what else do you guys have in store for tonight? And when do you think you'll be back, like without giving too much away?
There's a good chance we'll be back in October. But just follow us on Instagram, Country Struts.
Sure.
And we'll, you know, do a shout out on there. That's basically where you find out what's happening, where we're moving.
Yeah, fair enough. Anything to add, girl?
No. Come on down if you want to try something new tonight and crack a sweat, have a laugh.
Yeah. And it's ticketed, but
$30 ticketed.
But
tickets on the door.
Okay,
come on down.
And,
love to
see you.
We'll pop links to that on our website after the show. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
No worries, guys. And that was the interestingly named Country Struts Honky Tonk. Who'll be playing the Oxford Art Factory tonight. What time was that?
8 p.m.
From
doors.
Doors from 8. Cool. That's pretty much it, really.